Today is the feast of St. Anselm of Canterbury, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. As Chris Altieri reports, celebrations are scheduled to mark the ninth centenary of this great saint's death.
This year marks the 900th anniversary of St. Anselm's passing, and special celebrations are programmed for the occasion in Aosta, Italy, where the sainted bishop and doctor was born. The son of a wealthy nobleman and a pious mother, Anselm entered the Benedictine order at the age of 27, after years of discussion and often heated debate with his father over his future. The saint rose quickly within the order, demonstrating great intellectual and practical abilities. His works of philosophy and theology made a lasting contribution to the development of Western thought. Profoundly rooted in the spirit of St. Augustine of Hippo, Anselm's commitment to faith-seeking understanding continues to be a model for Catholics living the intellectual life in the service of the Church.
Vive tutto se stesso, sia nella dimensione umana che nella dimensione spirituale, senza conflitto tra le due.
The Bishop of Aosta, Giuseppe Anfossi, told us St. Anselm continues to teach us that we must learn to think properly, to use our reason well if we are to penetrate the mysteries of the faith.
Bisogna insegnare a pensare bene, quindi a usare la ragione per comprendere il mistero cristiano.
Pope Benedict XVI sent the Archbishop Emeritus of Bologna, Cardinal Giacomo Biffi, as his legate, with instructions to celebrate Mass in the Aosta Cathedral on the great saint's feast day. I'm Chris Altieri.